I know in Divine Providence it talks about foreseeing is spoken of as putting into place what's needed to compensate for certain states of in particular evils. The idea that the Lord has all things in hand, I think, is really important. And I think that comes out in the section that talks about Joseph being in the house when they arrive, that he's still there. And it speaks there about foreknowledge. So in one sense, through engaging with the text, we actually are engaging with the Lord's provision so far as foreknowledge goes, because it unfolds for us at an intellectual level, even the process. We can see that there is a process, and that in process involves difficult states. So while we mightn't have all the detail of what's going to be involved in the state due to our lack of capacity or perception, we know it's a process, and that part of that process involves difficult states, and that can support us to move through them. And that is the Lord supporting us by means of the word. So the word itself is that foreknowledge. It provides all the details regarding the processes and states and things we have to go through, and that through sharing out of our direct experience what we have learnt through working with a truth builds and supports, in that we see each other in different states, different parts of a process. And, that in itself provides support. That's the word working through the lives of others. And that in itself is a sensory-based experience, if you like, where we see how these truths from the word actually are able to lead and direct and guide a person through these processes. So the text unfolds our process, but it also instructs us as to what we can expect, although the way we perceive that is a lot different to what the actual experience is when we enter into it. But the fact is that the text is directing and guiding the whole process. So, and that connects in with this idea of the foreknowledge of the Lord, that he is able to divine what exactly is required. And so you have this idea of foreknowledge as a counter to the resistances that might be met. If you can see where you are in a process, then it's much easier to be able to rest in that. It's helpful. You have added support. But of course, being able to rest in the process without having that added support is also something that is a good principle to apply.